Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome to this Rants and Raves. I had a chance last week to catch up with a company called Computer Comforts as they launched a brand new product called Evolve, specifically aimed at higher education. It is a lectern that you can easily transport across campus. You can build the rack before you even arrive to the room on campus and mount the rack in it later on. The doors mount on either side. It has power management on the inside. The top comes with grommets, but you can actually mount in whatever kind of connectorization you want on there, including their own. It's vented. It's got rear panel access. It's ADA compliant. And of course, it's got a monitor option as well as an external table that can actually be raised and lowered. So I want to show you this live demo now from the University of North Carolina with Frank, the founder of Computer Comforts. Hope you'll watch the entire thing. I think you'll be impressed if you're in higher education. You're going to want to start speccing the Evolve series. All right, so that animation showed you how this series is sort of the building blocks of whatever you want to customize. And I'm here with Frank with Computer Comforts. And Frank, obviously your target market has been higher education.
Exactly. Since 1987, we've been building tech furniture for the education market. And for about the last 20 years, we've really been focused on lecterns. And what's driven me to the product that we're going to dig into here in a minute is I've looked at our orders over the past couple of decades, and every college from California to Florida has their own idea.
Yeah, they want to customize their own thing.
They all have their idea of what's the perfect lectern. I mean, this is a great example. This is just a handful of the
lectern. And all these are built from the same Evolve building blocks?
No. These are kind of our evolution over the past decade.
Okay.
Of the different lecterns we've been building. So since I honestly can't do custom lecterns anymore, you know, we reach a point where the factory is all automated now. So everything is robotic welders and CNC cutters. So I can't customize. I mean, it was fun while it lasted. I mean, during the 90s, we were doing that for everybody. So my goal was, since I can't customize, I created a custom building block system which allows each college to kind of create their own, but given standard parts.
Right, so, which you need anyway, because you know we have a standard rack design. We have everyone's gonna want a cable access at some point in time somewhere, whether it's on the top or the side or built in. Everyone's gonna want power.
Right.
Not everyone's gonna want a preview monitor, but everyone's gonna want AV gear stored in the rack somewhere. So those are the building blocks you start with, right?
You got it. So I joke around, it's like Burger King. We'll custom configure this burger your way, but you're not gonna get a customized burger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
we'll do it your way as long as it's these five ingredients.
Exactly, you got it.
Okay, good. So now we're gonna actually show you, and we're gonna go through sort of different iterations. And in fact, we're here on campus at the University of North Carolina because you're doing a demo today for the AV department that runs the whole campus, including, you know, the med school and the core classrooms that we have on campus. And we're gonna show you kind of what they came up with. But remember, all this is kind of modular and configurable, I guess is probably a good word for it, right?
Yeah, so we're at UNC Chapel Hill, if we didn't mention that already. And they have standardized on our lectern out here. We've been building our products for a couple of years now for the AV IT guys. And I'm really focusing now on not only the AV team, but also the integrators. The integrators love this product, and I'll show you why here in a second. But also the interior design facilities folks.
Yeah.
I got some criticism in the old days for some of these older products.
Aesthetics.
They said, Frank, we love your product, but it's too industrial looking, too much steel. I mean, look at all metal, So I've softened the look. And as you'll see here in a second, it's more design friendly.
All right, so let's take a look.
All right, cool. Okay, so for starters, I just want to talk about the overall look before I dig into all the tech-friendly features. So speaking of those interior design folks, facilities people on campus, they wanted me to soften the look, less industrial, less metal. So as you can see just from the rear view here, the power lift sit-to-stand table has a nice warm wood grain modesty panel. These two cabinets are the same, and I'm gonna go into some features that some of the different new add-ons we've done. But again, just this used to be a steel cabinet and a steel modesty panel, and the facilities people really like the-
Let me ask you a quick question about this. I mean, obviously this is a laminate. This laminate be in different colors and styles?
We have a dozen different, it's a good question. We have a dozen different laminates to pick from. I think six or seven wood grains and then a handful of solid colors.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna be something people are gonna want.
This is a two-tone look, which I personally really like.
Yeah.
You know, the dark blackish top contrasting with the wood base. So that's also something we do.
I noticed that everything is on wheels. That's intentional. I mean, is that how you expect them to be mounted?
You know what? So that's
in our classroom?
Perfect segue. So here is the challenge. What I've discovered over the years, you see this is on a fixed foot.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And this is on a wheel.
Okay.
So see, Emily, this is a locking wheel on this one. What I've discovered over the years is everybody, all the AV guys, want locking wheels to get the lecterns around campus or to get them in and out of the classrooms.
Yeah.
However, and here's where the challenge comes in, once it's installed in the cabinet or in the room,
they don't want to move it.
They want that thing bolted to the floor.
Yeah.
And they cringe at the thought of faculty unlocking these wheels and then trying
to... Well, because somewhere there's a power connection somewhere.
Wall. Yeah. So here's what I came up with. I decided to start offering a fixed foot on my lectern. And Gary, what do you think about this idea? We have these little roll around dollies.
Yeah. Okay, so then they mount that to the bottom to push it across campus.
Is this not the best of both worlds?
Yeah.
Order it with the fixed feet.
Yeah.
And then it's super easy. All you do is tip this back, slide the dolly underneath it, and now you're rolling around campus.
So the next thing you need to invent is a wheel that converts into a permanent stanchion.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
Well, the thing is, these are really affordable products.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as I start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. Just kept kidding.
Yeah, I know.
So tell me about some of the features, because there's some key elements. Like, everyone wants power, everyone wants cable access. I noticed that you're using Extron's system for this one.
Exactly. So just when I said I don't customize lecterns anymore, this is one thing we will customize, is the cabinet top.
Okay.
So in this example, I've dropped in, this is called an Extron 100.
The cable cubby?
It's a cable cubby. It has one power, and I have not installed the pass-through grommets yet.
Uh-huh.
But it's the standard here on UNC's campus. So I figured I'd drop it into the sample unit. We will also do this cabinet top solid, because a lot of the integrators say, hey, we've been drilling our own holes for 20 years.
And yeah, we're fine doing that. Yeah.
Or if you come over here, you'll see this is my cable cubby, Computer Comfort's cable cubby. It has two power USB-A, USB-C, and four cable grommets. So long story short, you either order my cubby or you tell me what your campus standard is and I'll cut the hole for it.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be Extron. It can be whoever you want.
Anything.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also noticed that you do include cable pass-throughs.
Yeah, and the cool thing about these, like most traditional cable covers are removable and they end up on the floor.
Yeah.
This is a nice rubber grommet and it doesn't come out. So when you pull, let's say you're pulling, I don't know, HDMI or audio cables to plug into a laptop.
Yeah.
This will hold the cord so it doesn't fall back through.
Yeah.
It acts like a cubby itself.
Yeah. All right.
So moving to the front, you're going to notice here we offer two different front doors. And this one was actually created by the folks here at the Chapel Hill campus.
Yeah.
They wanted a short front door that gave them 5 inches of access at the top.
And what would they put at the top of this normally?
They're going to put a CPU or a Blu-ray player at the top.
Okay.
And then everything below that is locked behind the door.
Okay. So that if you have to do a reset, you have access to the reset But the rest of the gear, you got to call the helpline.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So that has become a really, really popular.
And by the way, here's a small detail that I love, that you have a combination lock, because it's crazy how often you lose the keys to stuff like this.
Right, right. Especially if you get faculty keys.
Yeah.
I understand it's a nightmare. The cool thing about this particular combo lock, it does have a master key.
Yeah.
So let's say you allow all the departments on campus to program their own combinations. You, the AT AV guy, has the master key. So I guess since we're focusing on this one, I want to show you airflow is a really big deal in these cabinets. Yeah. I've heard nightmare stories about heat buildup and overheating. So I've designed this with this airflow vented front door.
Mm-hmm.
This door, this is a 14 inch by 20 inch.
So it fits a filter.
An air filter.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a standard $3 Home Depot air conditioning filter. Fits right into this.
Smart.
So it's vented. There's a cooling fan mounted in the back.
Yep.
That cooling fan is ultra quiet. It's designed for home theater systems. So it's really, really nice. What it does, it sucks the heat out of the cabinet, blows it out the back, and it's pulling the cool air through the vented front door, which either does or does not have a AC filter. You know, Gary, some of these classrooms, I'm told, still have chalkboards.
Oh, yeah.
And the dust that collects in these cabinets.
Yeah.
Since I have this cabinet open, Emily, let's just focus on these rails for a second. Every cabinet is going to ship with a 16U pair of front rails, and I believe it's 8 or 10U in the back.
Yeah, I noticed that you have rear rack rails.
Yep, front
and
rear.
That's great for mounting little power supplies and adapters and things
or
like that.
Or cord managers.
Yeah, cord management systems, yeah.
Okay, so every cabinet will automatically ship with interior rails. If you don't want to use these rails and you would prefer a freestanding removable rack, let me show you this over here. So this rack is designed, and I would love to take credit for this, but it was Gary last year when we were doing this demo, said, you know what, it would really be nice when we're installing our equipment to have a 360, you know,
access
to the rack. So if you notice in the bottom of the cabinet, those two little silver screw inserts, when this rack slides into the cabinet, it bolts down to the floor so it's not moving around in there.
So you can pre-configure the rack and then install it after you put the
system in. At Infocom, the AV integrators also confirmed what you said last year. They said, Frank, you know what would be cool? If you can ship all the lecterns to campus and ship us these racks.
So we can pre-configure the racks. Yeah, that's simplifies it because you have different people that do an install on site versus configuring a rack. It's just two different groups of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we're shipping these to the integrator. The integrator is going to populate the rack in their tech room, wherever off campus. They're going to bring them in on these little dollies, slide them into the cabinet, and they're done.
One thing I want to point out too is this is ADA compliant, which is a big deal on college campuses now because we're liable to make sure that we're ADA compliant. So this is pretty simple to use and actually allows you to create a desk, and it's wheelchair friendly as well.
Exactly. So if you don't have space in the classroom to add, we haven't gotten to it yet. There's a little side table that comes with this. That side table is ADA push button, sit to stand. If you don't have the room or the money, the budget for it, this is a really, really simple flip up ADA surface. And the faculty love it also because, like you just said, you roll up a chair and it's a sit to stand lectern all by itself.
Yeah, and in one of the classrooms I teach in, the large lecture hall, we actually have two
dual
monitors. Yeah, and we have one mounted to one side and one mounted to the other side, and that allows us to see because we have two sources, the laptop source and the built-in computer source, and that way you can see both of them before you send them up to the projector. So you're obviously accommodating that as well.
Exactly. So what you would do here, if someone's pulling up in a wheelchair, you can drop this down and have easy access, and obviously the students are over here. So it's not as great as this push button side table we're going to talk about in a minute. But if you're in a pinch, you don't have the budget for both, or you don't have the floor space for both, this is really nice. This is a work surface extension.
Okay.
So again, if you're just going to use this as your lectern, this is also gives you an extra 18 inches of workspace.
All right, so let's talk about the table, because you know, when you go on Instagram, you see dozens of companies offering tables like this, but obviously yours is specifically designed to work with your other lecterns.
Exactly. So now, if you're gonna, if you have the floor space, it takes a little bit over 65 feet, 3 inches or something. If you put this next to this,
yeah,
you're not going to get these flip up sides.
Right.
If you have this, those aren't necessary.
So you would just not order it with
yeah,
the sides.
Those yeah. are just options. You know, again, the building block system. So you skip this flipper, you don't need that ADA surface because this is ADA. And I don't have power out here, obviously.
Right,
so,
but obviously, you can raise and lower it.
It goes down to 28 inch desk height, and then it goes all the way up to 50 inches.
Standing height.
It automatically comes with surface mounted power. And again, USB-A, C, a couple of our nice cable passage grommets. And
again, all these surfaces are configurable, right? I mean, you can order the laminate and the top style that you want.
Right, and then this one will customize the cutouts for
the AV
guys.
What about branding for the university and putting their logos
in
the front?
Oh, we do.
Do you do stuff like that?
We do, for this back modesty panel?
Yeah, for the modesty panels, right. And for the back of the racks, instead of having the rack showing.
Yeah, we could put it on that back door also.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
If you want to come back here one more time, so the AV guys asked me if I can make this modesty panel removable so they can get at the cables. But they didn't want to have to get out their tools. So this is a really cool piece
smart.
Of hardware.
Yeah.
It's a little slider. You have to push this button to release it. So now these cords can all be hidden away in the cable manager. And we have the cable cutout in the cabinet. So getting whatever you need from the cabinet to this table is easy. It's well hidden. And easy access for the IT guys. Before I let you go, a couple important things back here. We made this rear access panel really
removable.
Nice and big,
yeah.
So you can get your arms in there and work on the equipment. Again, there's those extra rear rack rails that we mentioned.
And again, this is the Evolve series.
The Evolve.
E-V-O-L-V-E. And Frank, if an integrator is watching this and they want to become a dealer for Computer Comforts,
absolutely.
How would they do that? Do you have a form online, or what do they do?
Yeah. So I have a really nice video animation, which I think you saw at the beginning of this, right?
Yeah.
If you want to send that to anyone on campus, the website is Computer Comforts. There's an S at the end, comforts.com/evolve.
Well, look, Frank, I really appreciate you coming. I know you're going to demo some new stuff, this new stuff, to some of the AV people on campus here in about 15 minutes. But if you want to learn more, go to computercomforts.com with an S, computercomforts.com. Frank, thank you very much for coming to Chapel Hill again.
Thanks again.
We got a lot more coming up, so keep watching. You can see all of our coverage of all of this always at ravepubs.com.